Hi guys, it's Carl here from CaminoWays.com, and today I'm going to tell you about cycling the Camino on an e-bike. So a lot of you may have heard about cycling the Camino. You can walk and you can cycle, and you can also do it on horseback, of course, which was traditional some years ago. But there is a new player in the game, and that is the e-bike. So some of you might be familiar with what an e-bike is and some of you may not. We get asked a lot of questions about e-bikes here at CaminoWays.com, and they are available to rent from ourselves on certain trails. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take you through all of the frequently asked questions that we get in relation to the e-bikes. And if you have any other questions on it, guys, just get in touch with the team on info@CaminoWays.com. So first up, what is an e-bike? An e-bike is a bicycle with a motor that is used for propulsion. E-bikes use rechargeable batteries for power and assist the cyclist's pedal power. This makes cycling much easier, especially on uphill climbs, which is obviously very welcome on the Camino. Question number two. Can I get my Compostela on an e-bike? The good news is you sure can. You just need to cover the 200 kilometers on the e-bike like you would on a normal bike. Question three, what routes are the e-bikes available on? For CaminoWays.com, you can rent an e-bike on any route that finishes in Santiago. Question four, what is the minimum number of days that an e-bike can be rented for? At the moment, you need to be doing a minimum number of 5 days to rent an e-bike. The bike must be returned to Cycling the Camino, our partner over in Spain, into their office in Santiago at the end of the journey. So, question five. When I receive the e-bike, do I need to put it together? Well, you will need to do a little bit of work. The e-bike will be delivered to your first accommodation, almost completely prepared. You'll need to attach the pedals and make adjustments to the saddle and handlebars to suit your needs. This is really easy, and simple instructions and tools are, of course, provided. Number six, should I have experience in the use of e-bikes? Well, you don't need prior experience, as e-bikes are very similar to regular bicycles. You will, of course, need to have the ability to cycle a regular bicycle. You need to pedal in order to make full use of the bike. Once you read the instructions and take care of the bike as explained, you'll enjoy cycling with ease. Question seven, are they difficult to use? A big no. E-bikes are simple and intuitive to use. You'll become familiar with the mechanism very quickly, but just start slowly and take your time and you'll be flying after about an hour or so. Question eight, do they come with instructions on how to use/charge them, etc.? Yes, of course, a basic manual was developed by Cycling the Camino, our partner in Spain, that's attached, and you should familiarize yourself with it before you begin cycling. Number 10, should they be charged every night? This depends on how much power was used during the previous day, but we'd always recommend to charge nightly. A full charge takes about 6 hours, and it's very important to check that the battery is actually charging to avoid surprise the following morning. The battery, of course, comes off and you can take it to your room and charge it there. Question 10, can I cover more distance than normal with an e-bike? Now that depends on your power usage throughout the day again. The bike has 4 power settings, and the less power you use, the longer the battery will last. You can cycle assisted comfortably for 40 km. The e-bikes are designed to make cycling easier, but not to cover more distance. So you will cycle the same distance as a pilgrim on a regular bike each day. It'll just make it that much easier. Number 11, are they suitable for all types of terrain? We will provide an e-bike that is suitable for the terrain that you will face on your Camino. All the e-bikes that we provide have adequate suspension, tires, and are very comfortable to ride. Question 12, should I clean the bicycle? Yes, if you've had a particularly muddy day, you should clean the bike off, and there will be instructions provided on how to do that when you book the e-bike. What sizes are available? So, e-bikes are available in sizes for heights 1.5 meters, which is around 5 foot, to 1.95 meters, which is around 6 foot 3 inches. There's a lot of coverage there. And the last question we get asked, are they available for children? Now, this will depend on the height of the child. So if your child is between 5 foot and 6 foot 3 inches, well then yes, otherwise the answer is unfortunately no. Remember that it is mandatory for anyone under 16 years of age to use a helmet in Spain. Of course, this is recommended for pilgrims of all ages, and we do advise you to stay safe out there. So for more information on any of our walking or cycling tours, including the e-bikes, just contact the travel specialists at www.caminoways.com. As always, we'll be delighted to hear from you.